With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Meg Wolitzer is making her own way as a novelist, no doubt influenced by her mother, Helma Wolitzer, also a novelist.
I was sitting next to people on planes, I remember years ago, saying my mother was a writer, what's her name? Helma Wolitzer, and there's this kind of blank look.
Growing up on Long Island, Meg Wolitzer found her mother's occupation as a writer a bit curious.
Other mothers went out of the house. She stayed home in a bathrobe. And I didn't quite get it when I was very young, but now I stay home in a bathrobe.
Meg Wolitzer's most recent novel is called This Is Your Life. It came about because Wolitzer kept remembering Joan Rivers on television.
Joan Rivers is not a character in this book, but when I was a kid, I would watch Joan Rivers talking on The Tonight Show about her husband and her daughter, Melissa.
Meg Wolitzer began to fantasize about what it would be like to be Joan Rivers' daughter.
But then I took it further and I thought, what if you had ambivalent feelings about that mother? What if the mother was really kind of grotesque in some way, although kind? What if she was, well, really fat and very loud? What if she was kind of a comical figure? What if she was bigger than life?
This Is Your Life by Meg Wolitzer is the sad, funny tale of a woman comedian and the contrasting characters of two daughters as they grow into adults. Now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In her recent novel, This Is Your Life, Meg Wolitzer focuses on a successful woman comedian, obese, a funny guest on the late-night talk shows. The story looks at her career decline and her relationship with two daughters, one slim and popular, the other overweight and unhappy. Here's Meg Wolitzer.
It really became a book about sisters and about that bond between a mother and her children. I knew that I wanted people to care about these characters deeply. I knew that I wanted to make them real. That was essential to me. And if I didn't do that, then I would fail.
Meg Wolitzer creates a puzzle each week for the magazine 7 Days and says that creating a novel is not so much different.
I'm constantly making anagrams in my head. And in a way, it's the same kind of thing. It's a large-scale puzzle that only you can solve.
Wolitzer says it's exhausting to come up with a new puzzle every week.
But I like having deadlines, you know. As a novelist, I don't have a deadline so much, but as a puzzle maker, I do.
Born in the shopping mall country of Long Island, Meg Wolitzer, whose mother is also a novelist, went off to Brown, where she wrote her first book, Sleepwalking, in her senior year. She graduated in 1981. Wolitzer agrees that a writer's challenge is making a book appear to have been easy to write.
What's that sleight of hand that occurs in any art, the idea of making something look easy, that is in fact difficult? When it looks difficult, you see the process, you see the writer struggling. And you say, gee, that's imperfect.
There are few imperfections in This Is Your Life by Meg Wolitzer, now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.